Hey guys, we are back. Ah! I know I've been gone for some time, but I am back. I'm excited to be back with you guys. Thank you for everybody who have been listening to the podcast. I appreciate you. I love you so much. So today we're going to jump into sexual expectations. Sexual expectations. I think this is something that we talk about, but we don't talk about. We talk about it in a way of, he should know what I like, she should know what I like, he or she is old enough to know how to do this or do that. I shouldn't have to teach you how to do nothing. I'm expecting to basically enjoy my sexual experience or intimacy with you. We should go in here, bing, bang, boom, and it should be motherfreaking awesome. that's how we talk from it. We always tend to talk from a negative place sometimes, or we talk from a place of, girl, he did this, and girl, he did that, or bruh, man, best I ever had. Type situation. So today I'm gonna be in the middle. Okay, I'm gonna be in the middle. And I am going to kind of combat the negative, more than the positive. But also talk about why it's positive in the sense. Okay, so let's deal with the negative. Okay, a lot of us are expecting, especially if you're sexually active, you are expecting whoever you're in a relationship with or you're having sex with to do their thing. They need to make sure you're being pleased, and vice versa, they're expecting you to please them. Question: how are they supposed to do that and they don't know you? I'm just saying. Somebody tell me, how do a person supposed to just automatically please you and don't know you? Well, they should know anyway. He this age, or she should know, blah, 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 or I know I'm doing what's right. I love you. Everybody's different, okay, y'all? Everybody's different, and the best thing for you to do is to communicate what you like, okay? Now, if you're an individual who is not really sexually active like that and you choose to become sexually active, virgin, things of that nature, then you're not gonna know, baby. It's just a learning curve, okay? It's just a learning curve. But communication is the biggest thing dealing with sex, which I think a lot of people are not expecting to talk. We're expecting to get in there and they're supposed to just be good. And my whole thing, it don't work like that, y'all. I love you dearly. A lot of people have just, who quote unquote, has been your best that you ever had. Number one, has been sexually active for some time. Kind of figured out what people like. They're paying attention to your body language. They're listening to things that you have said. They have studied in their own interesting ways, and things like that. So they just lucked up and be good to you. But that's not always the case. Everybody you're sexually active with may not like rock your world, like, and that doesn't mean they cannot please you. It's just something about what they're doing is not working for you. It's not always about the body part. I'm gonna say this: it's not always about the body part. A lot of us like, well, his thing is not da 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 da, and I'm looking like, well, it's not always about the body part, because if he knows how to please you, he knows how to please you with the body part or not, you know, or know how to figure that out. But at the end of the day, or women-wise, or she's not this or she's not that, but I feel like we need to communicate. I feel like the communication is everything. If we take the time to tell your partner, hey, babe, you know, I like this or I like that, and that's not completely waiting until you're in the bedroom, but having conversations outside of the bedroom and talking to each other about what you like, what can we do better, what do we want to explore, what do we want to try, things of this nature. It's between you and your partner, not you and everybody else, between you and your partner on what y'all want to do, that I feel like your sex life can get better. But a lot of us are just expecting this blow your back out type of sex life, and you don't even know. Number one, you're not even telling them what you like. Or you run into your homegirl or your homeboy like, bruh, she sucked, bruh. Or, oh, man, girl, he don't know what he doing. He sucked. I want to go back to Tyrone. Or I want to go back to whatever, whatever. And I'm looking like, first of all, why did you leave Tyrone? Bruh, last time, why did you leave your baby mama? Because they toxic, okay? Listen, y'all. Let's be honest. Ask yourself, Have some of your best sex has been with a toxic person? Ask yourself, have your best sex been with a toxic person? If that is a yes, then you need to ask yourself, do you want toxic? And if that's you, okay, I don't suggest it. But if that's what you want, go back to Tyrone and go back to your baby mother. And I'm not trying to be, you know, shady. But sometimes your best sex is with toxic. And that's not healthy. Toxic people got to offer you something good because nothing else is good. Communication sucks. They probably abuse us verbally, mentally, financially, and all these other things. They got to be good at something. Okay? But if you want healthy and you're looking for a healthier relationship, a well-rounded, healthy relationship, then communication has to come into play. And I think for so long, we've just been expecting things to just happen. It should just happen. It should just... No, that is so not realistic. Y'all, that is so fake. It's fake, okay? I don't know who told us that. We are all adults now. Communication is everything. And what we're not doing is taking the time to communicate about our sexual desires, our sexual needs. And I think it's really causing a damper on a lot of people's relationships because they are sexually active in their relationship. They're expecting certain things out of their relationship and they're not getting it. Many people end up not ever telling their partner and going out and cheating and finding it somewhere else or doing things on their own to please themselves and things of that nature. And I feel like that's not necessary if you just go ahead and have a conversation with your partner about what you like and what you don't like. Okay, Belize, but what about that one who just knew what I liked? Or man, that girl just did the thing. Well, listen, she lucked up. I mean, I'm not gonna be honest. It's just unlucky. You know, it's not always just because they know you completely sometimes. They just lucked up sometimes and hey, they did that thing. And you enjoyed every single bit of it. And it just continued to get better and better. And also the better and better comes from a place of learning you. Learning what you like, listening to you. And things of that nature. And just paying attention to you. And trial and error. I'm willing to not lie to you guys. A lot of people do a lot of trial and error in situations. And you think it's not trial and error. Trial and error. Guys do trial and error all the time, ladies. We just don't think they do trial and error. But people do trial and error all the time, determining what you like, what you don't like, listening to you, listening to your body, paying attention to your body, and things of that nature. So the biggest thing is you understanding that communication must happen. Like, you cannot not communicate. You have to take time, especially if your sex life is not up to the standard, but up to the standard that you like. Just because it's not good to you now doesn't mean that's not the same to your partner. Your partner may think you're amazing, but you may want more of one thing or another, or you may want to explore into other things, but you have to talk to your partner about these things. Stop assuming that, you know, one day this is gonna get the picture. Girl, I had to fake it. Girl, why do that? Why do that? Like, why fake it when you have a person that you say you care about, somebody you love, somebody that you're enjoying, you know, you're giving your body to, and you don't want to tell them that you're not completely being satisfied? I just think that's just not, and you know, it's not mature. Like, just go to them and have the conversation. And that don't have to be this, oh, babe, you're not pleasing me, or, you know, things like that. Please be very, very respectful of your partner's feelings and things of that nature, because at the end of the day, if just assume, what if your partner's not that sick, don't have that many sexual experiences, then what are you expecting? And if they do have a lot of sex experience, they've been a lot of different people who like a lot of different things. Okay, everybody don't like the same thing. So what worked in the last relationship may not work in the relationship, or what worked in the long-term relationship may not work in the relationship. It may not be what you like. So you have to tell your partner that. And that could be, I truly say this is stuff in the beginning, especially if you know you want to be sexually active, to have conversations even throughout y'all relationship, to have conversations, because people want to spice up their sex life. They want to try different things. Don't be ashamed of what you want to try and things like that. Now, if your partners don't want to do it, you can always ask your partner why, or things like that, or can we come to a compromise, or things like that. But I feel like the conversations needs to be had. But if you're not having the conversations, then you're just getting mad, sitting there pouting and faking it, or avoiding it, And that's just not really what you were trying to do. Or you end up ending your relationship for the sake of sex. And I don't think that's what you want to do. Because I hear a lot of ladies like, man, he a good dude, but his sex suck. Like, the sex is horrible. And honestly, ladies, do you want to give up a good relationship? I mean, a healthy relationship, everything else as well. Just because of physical, which y'all can work on. Listen, let me tell y'all something. That's something that's workable. If somebody don't want to be open with you, somebody don't want to communicate with you, if somebody don't want to get healed or whatever other things that's on their side, that's nothing. But this physical thing, y'all can work out. Y'all can talk about it. Y'all can work it out. Y'all go to a therapist. Y'all can figure it out, read some books. Y'all can take some time to figure it out together. Y'all can communicate that. But if this person is somebody you ultimately like and you're enjoying it and everything else is well, and this is just one part, why give up a whole relationship with this person because of that? I think that is so crazy. I just think it's crazy. I love us, but God, I think that is ridiculous. Because I'm not going to lie, a lot of people are already having a hard time to find a healthy relationship, someone that they feel equal with. But if you're going to walk away from a person because the sex is not good, I got to question who you are. I got to question you in the sense of, why can't you open your mouth and tell your partner what you don't like? Well, how long do I supposed to wait? My whole thing is, how long do you want to be in this relationship? Work it out. Some stuff can be learned, guys, and patience. I think we want all, I want the good communication. I want this, I want that. Listen, everything don't always come all in the one package. Some stuff got to be created or built in the package. Well, Belisa, I ain't going to do that. Well, I ain't talking to you. I'm just keeping it real. I'm not talking to you. But I feel like I need you to stop for a minute and ask yourself, why am I willing to give up a good person, somebody that I really like and they offer me good, they got good qualities, we get along, chemistry is there. This is just one area that we need to work on and do the work to work on it. I think a lot of people just fuse to do the work to work on it. Why not do the work? You got to do the work to do everything else. Why not do the work here? And in a relationship, it's exactly what you want. I just feel like, do the work, y'all. Come on now. Do the work. Okay? That's just my piece. I'm keeping this real short and sweet today. I just want to challenge you to ask yourself, why are you not going to willing to do the work and ask the questions or communicate what you want? Your sexual expectations is your sexual expectations. Stop putting your sexual expectations on another person when they don't even know you. They don't even know what you've been experienced. They don't even know your sex life. They don't know how many people you had sex with. Let's be honest. Nobody asking nobody how many sex partners had or how good was your last partner. We're grown. We don't ask questions like that for real. And truthfully, some people just do not want to know about their ex. Somebody ex and what they did to them. Okay? So why not ask your partner when you're getting to know them, hey, babe, what is your sexual expectations? You may find out that your partner likes sex more often than you do. You may find out your partner likes things that you never have done before. Your partner may like things that you like, I don't think I ever want to do that. And how y'all going to work through that? Or if you want to walk away because you like, I'm just not down for that. But if you don't talk about it, now y'all sexual needs are going unsatisfied. And y'all relationship can go for a nasty turn because y'all not talk about y'all sexual needs. I challenge you to talk to your partner about your sexual needs and your sexual expectations. And then take those expectations, throw them out the window, and y'all come up with y'all own expectations within y'all bedroom. Okay? So I love you. I want to talk about that, bring that up. I hope that challenged y'all a little bit because I see so much in social media with people in this mess sometimes. Look like that don't make sense. It's like we complain more to each other than we complain, or we could complain more or communicate more with people we don't know or our friends than we do with the person that we lay with. And that needs to stop, y'all. That really needs to stop. It's not doing us any justice. So I hope this helped you. Write a review, send me a message on my Instagram at Coach Belisa and let me know what you think of this episode. But I love you guys, and we'll be talking next Thursday. Bye.